Welcome to the House on Fire podcast. Our aim is to light a fire for Jesus in the homes of those who listen through encouragement and equipping. Let's partner together to advance the gospel in the next generation. I am your host, Lucas Jackson, and I am passionate about seeing more people on fire for Jesus. When you listen to the House on Fire podcast, you'll hear from people you can rub shoulders with every week at Bethel Church, because all of our guests are from our church family. These are people striving to love God, love others, and to serve the world. So we've been in this series talking about relationships, which we actually do every year, not because it seems like a good idea, but almost every time I have a conversation with a student or an adult, the issue almost always comes down to relational issue, almost every time. And so a couple questions here that we're going to talk about, and each of you will share. So first question is, what is one way you are intentional in your relationships? So, and you can kind of go whatever route you would like to with that. So in what way are you intentional in your relationships?
I guess I'll go first. One way I'm intentional is reaching out instead of like waiting for the other person to reach out. So I tend to be, I'm an introvert, so I tend to be more of like a quieter person. And I tend to have this habit of like not talking to people unless they talk to me. But just stepping out of that comfort zone and is a really good way to like be intentional.
Yeah.
And a way I do that a lot is just like saying hi or asking people how they're doing.
So. Yeah. Why is it you don't want to talk to somebody unless they talk to you?
It's just uncomfortable, just that uncomfortable feeling.
Okay.
Of like, maybe you don't know them like super well. And yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay. Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate it, Mike. Cashin, what you got, my friend? What's one way you are intentional in your relationships?
Could you reword it, I guess?
Yeah. You have to speak a little bit closer to the mic. Well, I know for a fact that you go for a little walk every morning and you hang out with a specific person. So being intentional in relationships could be a certain person that you're wanting to grow in a relationship with. It could be with your parents, a friend, siblings. So in what way are you intentional in your relationship? And I can come to Carrie here and we'll come back to you, Cashin. Go ahead, Carrie.
A way I have been intentional in my relationships is trying to encourage those I'm around, whether it just be a little compliment or if it's I see them in a situation and I try and find a way to help them grow.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great.
I guess asking how their day's going,
yeah.
Like, you know, seeing what's up with their life, I guess, and, you know, trying to get more involved, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you walk to school, and there's a friend that you always walk with, right?
Oh, yeah.
So in what way is even that time like an intentional time for you? Because I think it's with a friend, right, that lives a couple houses down or whatever?
Yeah, my neighbor. In the morning, we just talk, I guess, hang out and, you know, see how each other's day is going.
Are there specific, like, questions or things that you talk about with him specifically? Or is it just kind of generic, just kind of checking in how's life going?
Kind of just generic, I guess.
Yeah, okay. All right. Last question here. How can you apply, you know, the way that you're intentional with your friends, how can you imply that intentionality with your walk with the Lord and your relationship with the Lord? So in the way that you're intentional with your friends, how do you transfer that to being intentional with the Lord?
So I kind of talked about like talking to people, reaching out. A way you can do that with God is obviously through prayer. So like setting times to pray,
yeah,
reminding yourself throughout the day. And it's like with the friends, like if you don't talk to them a bunch, that relationship won't be as strong.
Yeah.
And if you do that with God, then obviously your relationship with God won't be as strong. So just getting to know him through his word and prayer.
Yeah, for sure. Now, so do you have, like, you kind of hinted towards like a specific time to be intentional with that. So is that something that you've done? And what does that look like?
Yes. Well, it's something I'm not perfect at. I try to like spend time when I get up and before I go to bed, I'm just praying or being in the word.
Are there like do you keep like a list of prayers or like folks you want to pray for? Like, how do you dictate what you want to pray for and what you want to read?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of rough with my reading. I kind of just go through like whatever's on my mind. Like yeah. I try to think of a scripture that applies. And sometimes I write down my prayers, but sometimes I just like think of them in my head.
So. Yeah, for sure. That's great. Cashin, what about you, man? How can you take those ways that you're intentional with your friends and be intentional with your walk with the Lord?
Bringing like, so how I like bring stuff up into my life, like how I bring stuff that's happening into my life to my friends, I could do the same with God.
Yeah. Do you have a specific way that you have done that that's been really helpful and beneficial for you?
Just prayer and like ask him for things and like forgiveness and all that.
Okay. Yeah. So when you say asking for things, like what do you specifically mean? Like what type of things are you normally asking the Lord for?
Kind of just like the help me have faith, I guess, and like okay. put my faith in him through hard times in my life.
Okay. So is like faith like a topic that you kind of like need help to grow in? Is that why you're asking the Lord for that? Or
yes.
Okay. So you're I'm generalizing this, but there's a area in your life where you kind of want to grow in and grow into more faith. And so you're asking the Lord to give you more faith.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. I love it. Carrie?
In my walk with the Lord, I'd say looking at the areas in my life where I need to grow and asking God for help in them, because I know that he's going to be the one that's going to be there to encourage me and help me. Really just looking in his word on a day-to-day basis, which is something I really need to work on, keeping that consistent, but just finding my help in him.
Yeah. You mentioned like asking the Lord for ways that he wants you to grow. Give me an example of when you did that and what did the Lord tell you?
Recently, it has been more like worrying about my future, and I would go to bed sometimes and just be really stressed out, and I wouldn't be able to get enough rest just because my mind is everywhere.
Yeah.
So I would, when I'm like stuck in that, I would ask him, like pray to him and be like, what's going on? Why am I having a hard time? And sometimes he'll just bring to mind like, hey, you're stressed about this or you're worried about that in your future. And it's just bringing those to him is really like, it's like having a weight being lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm assuming for you, that's quite, I mean, just the season of life you're in, you're, you know, wrapping up high school and figuring out what you're going to be doing next year. And so there's all these, a lot of unknowns, you know, where you're going to be at, what you're going to be doing in 6 months, you're trying to figure all that stuff out. So in the circumstances that you're in, you're using it as an opportunity to seek after the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to throw one more question here, then we'll wrap it up. What is one way that you would encourage other people that you've seen other people that you yourself feel that you've done really well? If somebody were to come up to you and say, hey, like what is one way I need to be intentional with relationships? What would you recommend to them specifically? And I know, you know, when people ask me these questions, it drives me nuts because I'm like, well, I've got like 1,000 questions before I want to answer that question because, you know, circumstances are different and age, demographic, all of these things that go into that. But if you were to say, hey, here's one thing that's really helped me when it has come to relationships, what would you tell somebody? I know it's a big question, but go ahead, Carrie.
I would say talk to him like he's your friend, like he's always there.
You're assuming this is a guy? I'm just messing with you, Carrie. Sorry. Just messing with you.
The Bible says he, so.
Yeah, does use he a lot. Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
I would say, yeah, just talking to him like he's a friend. I mean, have respect because, yes, he's our God, but just know that he's always there. So whenever you have something in your mind, you just talk to him about it instead of keeping that to yourself because he already knows.
Yeah.
He just wants you to do that action of bringing those things to him and just being there with him.
Yeah. So in our pursuit of God, instead of just letting things, you know, bottle up or not talk about it or not express it or not share, actually have that conversation with the Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, he already knows. Yeah. He knows what you're thinking anyway. So no, that's great. That's great. What would you guys recommend here?
Is this for like relationships with other people or relationships with?
Either way, you could choose if you would rather answer it from a component of a relationship with another person or with your relationship with the Lord. Either one's fine. Because both are great, both are important, both matter. Well, your relationship with God matters, but yet God is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So they are, there's a unity in their relationship that has existed for eternity past. And there's, we see that in the marriage relationship with Adam and Eve. And then we see that even in the context of the need for every person to be in relationship. So both apply. So you choose.
Well, I was kind of leaning toward like in a relationship, like with another person setting.
Yeah, that's great.
I would say like just having like, I don't know, a good attitude, going in like positive attitude.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, just kind of what I said earlier, just about like reaching out, being intentional with like who you meet and like why you're meeting them. So
for sure. That's good.
I would say just to go to them, I guess, if they don't come to you, both inside relationships and God, I think. Well, God will always come to you, but it's like, if you don't try something on your end, nothing's going to change. I mean, whether God comes to you or it's like, if you don't do something about it, nothing's going to change. It's really up to you in the end and your decision. And, you know, if you don't go to a friend either, it's like, eventually that's going to, you know, if they don't come to you, like, you kind of have to go to them, I guess.
For sure. Yeah, it makes me think just God's sovereign. He knows, he rules everything. He's also keeping everything, sustaining all things. And he knows what we're going to do or what we don't do or what we think or what we don't say out loud. He knows all those things, but it's still we still have free choice in what we do. We're still responsible for our own actions and our own choices. And so, yeah, I really like that, Cashin, because I think I've probably met easily in my 2-year time here at Bethel a couple dozen folks who have at least said this out loud to me. Well, you know, I come and nobody ever talks to me, you know, or, you know, that kind of thing. I'm like, oh, well, I'm sorry. Like, well, have you ever gone and talked to anybody else? Like, well, no. And I'm like, okay, but if, you know, but if others don't talk to you or you don't talk to them, if we don't start somewhere, then relationship can't begin. So how about we just, I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. How about we, let's initiate this conversation here. Let's initiate what it looks like to be intentional with other people. And so anyway, any last minute thoughts you guys want to throw in there before we wrap up our time? You guys did great, by the way. You guys did great. Okay. Kerry, Ashton, Micah, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the House on Fire podcast. Our prayer is that this podcast activates your home for Jesus. May the light of Christ burn bright through you and yours. Until next time.